Ladies and gentlemen, he is one of the wealthiest billionaires in Singapore. As CEO of Far East Organization, Singapore's largest private landlord and property developer, according to Forbes magazine. Apart from his achievements in the corporate sector, he has also been recognized for his public contributions in the fields of diplomacy, education, and philanthropy. Among them, he was conferred the Meritorious Service Medal and the Distinguished Service Order in 2009 and 2018, respectively, for being Singapore's ambassador to the Argentine Republic and Republic of Chile, as well as his contributions to the country's economy. From 2007 to 2016, he served as the founding chairman of the Singapore University of Technology and Design. Speaking in a 2018 interview with his mentee, Matthew Yao, or Matthew Jaw, this established businessman said he values his relationship with Jesus Christ far more than his riches, success, and anything else after years of searching. What I've discovered is that all of us are broken. We all have a missing piece. And for me, I discovered that the missing piece was God through Jesus Christ. I was always in search for a better life, a better purpose, a better me, a better everything. I was just looking at all the wrong things. But when I realized that there is no better me or better things without Jesus, then it all snapped into place. Maybe we have to look deeper. I treasure my Christian faith more than anything, so I just wish for everyone to have that peace and joy. It sure beats a lot of money and material things that you may have. In 2017, he spoke about his journey as a servant CEO to the Diocese of Singapore, saying, "I am in business, and business is about money, but money and possessions can possess us. How then do I serve God as a business person? The way to do this is to realize that I am a steward. Money has been entrusted by the Lord to me to be managed responsibly." Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Philip Ng. This is the Chief of Sinners, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Philip Ng trusts in Jesus Christ for his salvation, may I encourage you to do the same. Here's how.
Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and he's done everything for you, for he paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.